We almost forgot we got to record this on two channels here. Because right now, like we said on our last episode, we bought this cool little doohickey here. It's an Olympus voice recorder. So like that's how we're recording this, on a voice recorder. Tell us how you guys like that quality or whatever. So I'm working on my laptop. I'm gonna get GarageBand back and I'm gonna record on that. But you know, this thing was we spent 59 bucks.
It was 69. All right, yeah, 69, right.
Whatever it was. Somewhere close to 60 bucks around that number on this thing. And that was just a lot cheaper to get this. It does one thing, and it's kind of expensive, but it does one thing really well. Instead of getting a computer that can do all those other things really well, and that's gonna outside of our budget, essentially. I have an old school, like 2012, or 2010 MacBook Pro that runs fine, actually doesn't run fine. I can use it to surf the web, but it's, the auxiliary cord is jacked on, it's fudged up. Auxiliary port, the batteries.
We can still use GarageBand, huh?
I can use, see the thing. Thanks for asking. We can still use GarageBand on that MacBook, but the you can't export any files out of it. Uh-huh. So something going on with the operating system. These aren't excuses. These are just reasons why we're gonna be using this. And you're gonna say the quality's gonna be the same when we get the Mac, but it's just gonna be a little different because it's gonna have a different kind of microphone. But the quality should always be the same.
And we'll be able to edit it
a
little bit more too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna be able to take them out. Well, we should be able to edit them on here still, with the microphone.
You know, with GarageBand, easily.
We can just
throw in some extra stuff just for fun.
Fucking round of applause for fart sound if I make a bad joke, or if Tony makes a bad joke, or something stupid. Who knows? Who knows?
How long did you have these brews, bro? Guys. So Rob brought these. It's called Hoptimum 29.
No, it's a Sierra Nevada. I'm a Sierra Nevada guy. I'm in the area.
In particular, this is some beautiful stuff. Distinguished, yet devilishly happy.
I think Sierra Nevada is like the biggest microbrewery in America, something along those lines. Like, privately owned brewery. You can get them all across America, but like the same kind of way you can get Bud Light and stuff. But we just so happen to live in the Sierra Nevada area, like Sacramento kind of type, in between Sacramento and Reno.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the Sierra Nevada, I guess. I don't really know. I know it's where the Donner Party fucking got lost. And
you heard about that, the Donner Party?
Yeah, I heard about that. I watched a couple different documentaries, did a little research.
How do you feel about that?
Dude, it's right here. That's crazy. It happened right here. This is the Donner Pass. That shit happened right here. They were this close. They couldn't travel across America, bro, to get to California.
Yeah.
We're in California, my dude, but couldn't make it past that little. They made it
across. Because they got caught in the snow.
For years, bro. They were caught in the snow for years, my dude. Can you believe that? Not for a couple days. They were caught there for years, bro.
They had to have been pretty stilly to stay up there.
I mean, they know. They were sending people out, but no one could figure it out, bro. There wasn't roads. There wasn't paved roads, my dude.
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't like it is today.
Yeah.
I'll agree
and
with
if you
on
get
that.
Caught up in a different wrong time.
And then this blizzard, I mean, it's, you know, they didn't have material.
It's mountains,
like
dog. It's mountains. Bro, that shit's crazy, bro. They can't get all that shit now. There's a fucking field. You can't get anywhere on that shit. They were sending people out to go. Eventually, they were just losing so many people. Everybody just ended up dying, bro. Hmm. People were sending people out, but they weren't making it. They weren't even making it. They would get close, bro. Think about how close we are to the Bay Area. That's what they're trying to get to. The San Francisco Bay Area. For the gold mining rush, somewhere around that area. They're just trying to get to the coast. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because when we were driving, me and Sarita's first time going to Reno. Well, our only time going to Reno. She had told me, like, we drove past the Donner Pass, like, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Like, if we'd have kept going down that certain road, we could have went to the area where they had passed. And apparently it was a cannibal story. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, it turned into that. Because that's the last of the... They were there, like I said, they were there for years. They had, bro, can you believe this? They had meats, like, from animals, like the ox that they were carrying on their shit. They eventually killed them, right?
Yeah, they killed them first.
Yeah, of course. They stored the meat in the ice because that's how, you know, you keep it preserved. And the shit got lost. They lost the fucking food, bro.
That's how bad the snow was?
That's how bad the snow was. They could never find it. Never found it.
You think somebody ate it?
Oh!
Like, you know, like...
Shut
was
up.
Was starving and got stingy.
It was like, fuck that. I'm getting... Oh, man.
The Donner Party, right?
Yeah, because Donner was the first person who started the caravan. And along the way, hella different families and different people. It gathered steam, bro. People were all, like, traveling together until it came to this huge, big party, bro.
So check this out, you guys.
And, like, people died along the way. A lot of shit happened.
Terrible.
They had to cross across all of America, dog. did she get to for the Gold Rush? I think it was for the Gold Rush. I don't know.
Well, they came from the Midwest, apparently. The Donner Party was a group of American pioneers who migrated to California in a wagon train. Excuse me. The Donner Party was a group of American pioneers who migrated to California in a wagon train from the Midwest. Delayed by a series of mishaps, they spent the winter of 1846 to 1847 snowbound in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
That's the Gold Rush. They're coming here for the Gold Rush, which was
1849. They say some of the migrants. I don't like that story because there's no way you can survive a whole year without some kind of nourishment. It's impossible.
What are you talking about?
Well, they're saying some. Of the parties resorted to cannibalism.
What people want to hear is they were just eating each other. That's not what happened, bro. Unfortunately, some of the people party involved in it because at that point everybody had been dying. People were dying around them. Yeah. So at that point it was like, I'm not sure the whole group was there. Like, hey, let's just eat each other. We're gonna fucking. It was just like, fuck. I'm sure. And you know what? The fact of the matter is, they weren't eating each other alive, bro. It was dead people who had already died.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. But why? I mean, it's a different time, but I don't want to. I know people did crazy shit, but I just hate when people try to make it seem like, oh, these people are just fucking out of their mind. It's like, I mean, shit, what would you do?
I mean,
straight up. Die, you eat the dead body. Cook it up. Like, straight up. You and your daughter and your wife are sitting right there, bro. 100 miles northeast of here, in the middle of a snow-filled mountain, and you have no idea. You have no idea where you're at and how long you're gonna be there. And you've just seen everybody else, and you're by the fucking grace of God, you're still alive. And this man just happened to die before you. And you and your kid have nothing to eat. Would you eat that man? Or no? You're too much of a good person.
I don't know.
Depends
on how it tastes.
I'd fucking have to. If you had to fucking do it, I mean, people had to do it.
All right, calm down.
You know what I mean?
Check this out, though. Because the Donner Party departed Missouri on the Oregon Trail, you guys, the spring of 1846.
It's not that, basically, I'm trying to say it's not that crazy that they ate each other, bro.
But see, this is what they messed up. They tried to take a shortcut. That's what happened. They tried to take a shortcut.
Read it to me.
All right, so they were behind many other pioneer families who were attempting to make the same overlap trip.
Right.
The journey west usually took between 4 to 6 months, but the Donner Party was slowed after electing to follow a new route called the Hastings Cutoff.
Hastings.
So because of that one minor mistake, instead of them, because they wanted to beat everybody before them.
Yeah, because of the Gold Rush, I guess, right? Yeah, trying to get there too quick. It's like rabbit versus the hare all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Except that nigga died.
It took 4 to 6 months to get there, though.
They say usually it would take 4 to 6 months.
That's if you were doing your job.
The right way.
Yeah.
They tried to get to heaven themselves. Bro, they were snuck in the... If you keep reading, bro, you'll see. They got stuck in the snow itself for at least 6 months, bro. At least 6 months.
Yeah, trapped by an early heavy snowfall near Truckee Lake, now Donner Lake.
Creepy. That's Tahoe area. That's right there, bro. Fucking Soda Springs. What, they got the sticky... People go there to ski. They were stuck in basically a fucking ski resort area. That's how much snow there was.
Their food supplies ran dangerously low.
They were
in mid-December, some of the group set out on foot to obtain help.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Man. Does it say when they got... Does it say how long they were stuck in the snow? I want to know how long they were in the snow.
They were stuck from the winter of 1846 to 1847. So I'm assuming they were there for a whole year.
I guess from the winter of 1846, that's the end of the year. They were there for a good minute, bro. I'm not talking like a 2-3 months. If I read correctly, it was like 4-6 months almost, I believe.
So there was a party of 87 members.
Originally.
42 ultimately died, leaving 40, what, 45.
Well, hold on. Actually, go back. This is from starting when?
Almost 4 months after the wagon train became trapped. That's too fast for 47 people to just start going
off. Well, the thing is that this is not giving all the information.
Sorry, and it is Wikipedia. I do apologize for that. Wikipedia, you got to work on it.
The reason I'm saying that they're not giving all the information because I know for a fact, well, I mean, I wasn't there, so I guess I don't know anything for
right,
a fact.
I'm like, whoa. Shit.
But I do know, I mean, from my research, when I was looking this up, the Donner Party started off with the Donner family, or something along those lines. Or the man's name who's going to start this, who's the head of the damn party. His name's like Donner or some shit. That's like off the Donner Party. And along his way, along the way, they accumulated other smaller subsidiary camps. And they kind of became that party at 85. So they eventually, yeah, they became a party of eight, whether it's at 85 or not. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they're not mentioning is, before they actually got to the part they were stuck in at Donner Pass, and over here in California, Truckee, wherever. Mm-hmm. Before they got there, people had already been dying. They didn't say how many people had already passed away. Because shit had already been going bad before. Low key. You know what I mean? So, yeah. They don't talk about that. I want to know how many people were dead before they got to the swamp. Now, how many people were dead? I mean, swamp. Like fucking Shrek or something.
I know, right?
How many people were dead before they got there? How many people died there? So.
Damn.
Yeah. I want to know that. Well, good way to start off our podcast.
Yeah, the Donner family, you guys. Definitely do your research. Check it out. I mean, you know, you guys got just as much access to this information as we do.
Let's see. A couple things we want to talk about. Oh, yeah. Segment from the last episode. Really good one here. All right, yeah. Tone, I don't know if you thought in any of this one this last week or not, but something I want to shout out, something I've been fucking hooked on. I'm going to go home and watch the fuck out of it with my girl. This is my Netflix. Oh, see, Tony, this is where we would add. Tony.
Yeah.
He's, goddamn it, this IT motherfucker is so focused on his damn computer right now.
And sorry, you guys.
I need his attention. I need his damn attention because this is a two-person
sorry,
show.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Golly. What are you looking up? Tell me what you're looking
up. I wanted to know how long the Donner family was trapped. I
mean, you're still looking it up.
Well, you know, you said exact. You wanted to know exact. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get the exact. Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
Well, if you find that answer, let me know. But I was going to tell you, dog. I was trying to tell you.
Yeah.
My Netflix / Hulu recommendation for this week is this. It's a Netflix show called. It's a Netflix original show called Riverdale. Have you heard of that one?
No.
All right. It's a show called Riverdale, and it is I'm telling you guys. It's a high school murder mystery, but don't let that shit fool you. What they do with this show, I didn't want to say it because it's gonna just sound. It's just so embarrassing because it's so cringy. Yeah, Riverdale TV show. Yeah. But hear me out, Tony. Just hear me out.
Go ahead, I'm listening, brother.
So the Riverdale TV show is a TV show that's loosely based off of the Archie comic books, bro. But it's not a comedy. It's based off the Archie comic books. So the main characters, Archie, Veronica, and Betty, and Jughead. Okay? All the people that were the dumbass, random side people in the comic books are characters in the TV show, right?
Weird.
But here's the thing, bro. It's not a comedy. It doesn't even take place in the 1950s. It takes place in 2019, and it's a murder mystery. It's got 3 seasons. I haven't even finished season 1 yet. I'm like at episode 3 or 4, and I'll tell you guys more. I'll give you guys my opinion on it without spoiling anything. But basically, without spoiling anything right now, the show is pretty fucking good, guys. It, like I said, it's a murder mystery, and it's not too gimmicky. It's a you know what you're getting yourself into in the first episode. It's a high school love story. Where Archie's fucking bitches. Archie's fucking Veronica, Archie's fucking Betty, and Archie is fucking his teacher for some odd reason. And I don't know why. It's crazy. So, like I said, guys, this show is fucking dope. It's a murder mystery, but they're not too gimmicky.
It's a series since 2017, too. My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah,
2 years, they got 3 seasons. You can do the math. It's a fucking good show. It's dope. And you will almost forget that it's based off. I feel like they just. I don't know why. Like I said, it's a murder mystery. It's a murder mystery. You don't know. It's a whodunit. Characters don't know who did it. The viewer doesn't know who done it. And it's fucking suspenseful, dude. It's got love. It's got scandals in there. And it's a crazy adaptation of Archie. I don't know who the fuck's idea it was to do Archie like that. Oh, man. And it has these crazy damn appearances for Josie and the Pussycat Dolls. Who I think I remember seeing them on Scooby-Doo episodes.
Yeah.
They'd be on You're Scooby-Doo. Right. Josie and the Pussycats.
That was so provocative.
Yeah. They're on their fucking...
I mean, their little dresses and outfits. I mean, come on.
It's weird.
Well, sex sales.
No, that was a comic book. No, what it was is originally... Josie and the Pussycats is a comic book series. And I think they're originally made by the same people who made Archie. Or the same writer who made Archie. So that's why they play a big part. Hmm. They play a really big part in this because you'll see why. But yeah, they play it. It's a really good show. I'm not even knocking on it as much. I fucking hate this show. This was me 5 years ago, but you know, I mean, I've kind of gotten over the I understand there's only so many roads a TV show and a movie can take, and you're not always going to get a fucking Quentin Tarantino storyline that's just so off the wall. You're always going to get the same love story. You're most of the time going to always get the coming of age story, the hero's journey story. You know, I was getting kind of tired of that, but as I've gotten older, I'm accepting those because that's just the basis of every story in general. So, yeah, it's a little cliche, but it's not predictable. I will say that. But it's not.
Yeah, I don't like it when it's cliche, but predictable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got two recommendations if you'd like to hear them.
No, tell these.
The
guys.
One, I can't remember the name, and I don't even know why I'd say I'd have two recommendations. But I can tell you the story. It's basically about an American soldier who was captured in Japan, and they have him in prison. And he ends up helping.
Is this a Hulu or Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. And he ends up helping a triad of a certain family. You know, the triads are the ones with the tattoos on their bodies and stuff. He saved them. He was being hung, and he saved them from being hung. And dude never forgot it, huh? Yeah, I got it. Let me get that.
You want to roll it?
I'll roll it. Yeah. Or did you want?
I do. I do the lightweight one to handle it. If you don't mind.
Yeah, please. And yeah. It'll get the job done.
I forgot my way to the house, dude.
That's good. Don't worry about it, bro. Long story short, he ends up having to take on the traditions of the Japanese. I can't remember if they're triad or yakuza, but either way, they're tough sons of guns. It's a real good story. He ends up getting with the dude he got out of prison. The dude he helped save from being hung. He ends up getting with his sister. Gets his sister pregnant. It was deep. They killed the map.
This is a TV show.
It was a movie, bro.
Oh, this is a movie.
Sorry, I don't got no good TV.
You gotta break this shit
actually
down.
The Kingdom, bro. You ever heard of The Kingdom?
No, type it up.
Well, I watched this whole...
Is this
the one where I told you it was like samurais, but with...
So it's an action movie. It's a TV show.
This is a TV
show. You just said it's a damn movie.
No. The other movie I was talking about with the Japanese triad...
Yeah, finish that. What is that? Let's talk about that.
Long story, I can't remember...
Is it a comedy?
No, they called it a dark movie. Like a dark... I didn't expect the ending to go the way it did.
So it's thriller?
It's suspense, action, it's all of that, bro. It's rolled into one.
Kung Fu? Love.
Yeah, I mean it goes in, bro. He takes on the traditions of the Japanese mafia, and he.
But he's a white man.
He's a white dude. I forgot to call him Gunji or something like that. But he's an outsider.
But he's certified with these.
Asian mafias. Put it like this: he had to put in so much work. They certified him.
He said, "I'm not gonna go home and stay here."
I mean, he's still a dog technically, considering, but you know, he was their dog.
Is this subtitled movie?
It's subtitled.
See,
they speak in English too.
You gotta give this information. They speak every other phrase. Maybe they'll have an English word, but if it's subtitled, it's subtitled. And yeah, of course, they have a white guy. Gotta have a little bit of English in there. Your dog's having.
Yeah. It's South. This is all right now. I don't want to give you guys that information too much on that. Just go check it out on Netflix, if you can. You'll find it. It's a white dude who was raised up by the triads. Anyways, there's two other shows I want to tell you guys about. One's actually a movie. The other's a TV show. I'm gonna start with the movie. It's called The Throne. Now, it's a South Korean historical period drama film.
No. What the hell? Why you gonna? Can't read. That's Google's recommendation. Come on.
Well, but I watched it, though.
You tell us about it, man.
Yeah, but I want to read it. I didn't do too much research on it by myself.
You watched the show, right? That's enough research for me.
It was a movie.
You watched the movie? Come on, Tom. You can't give three. All right. I gave one recommendation. You gave it three.
But I didn't know it was South Korean. Anyways, all right, you guys.
Just talk about it. Tell us.
So The Throne, I watched it this morning.
Give us the who, what, when, where, and why. Let's do that.
So it started with the son. He woke up out of a casket, right? And he was tripping. I thought he was on drugs, to be honest. He grabbed his sword, ran to where his father was, yes, and was about to kill him. Then, so they somehow managed to put him in chains and all this other stuff. Next thing you know, his father's telling him he's got to kill himself in order to redeem, you know, like he's basically, so his family wouldn't be killed. Because, you know, during them times, they would kill you and your family.
If they found out your family. So they don't steal that shit like that.
Yeah, and because his father was the emperor, or the king. It really made the king look bad. Damn near, like, they started questioning the king's reign. This dude was so solid, bro. They went into the history of how, like, the father and son grew up, like, how the father raised them, bro, and what happened to him, like, in between all that. And it was real good. I had to say, just watch it out. Check for it. It's called The Throne, bro. I ain't gonna front it. A couple scenes, I was in my tears, bro. I was like, what? You know, I couldn't believe it.
But what's the plot, Tony?
Well, basically the plot would be that the son and the father were on just wrong terms. Like they didn't communicate like they used to. The father saw the son as just this lazy. He didn't want to study. All they wanted to do was draw pictures. Oh, so the movie's a
flashbacks of why they fucking don't fuck with each other.
Why they don't fuck with each other.
It starts off with him about to kill him.
You're wondering what's going on. You're like, why do they hate each other so much?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Next thing you know, it's like, but the way they did it is like the father was looking off into the distance and then it flashes back to when he's young. And
it stays.
It doesn't go into like the black and white flashbacks. It's like regular color. Yeah. And it's beautiful, bro. It's like it showed how the father raised the son, where the son started like kind of branching off from what the father was trying to teach him. Really good movie, man. I ain't gonna front. I don't want to spoil anything. You guys go check it out. But man, the ending was beautiful, bro. I mean, I didn't expect that to happen. I thought it was gonna happen a whole nother way, but it didn't. It didn't.
What is this movie take?
It's called The Throne.
This is the first movie you're talking about?
This is the second one. The first one, I couldn't remember.
And is this on Netflix or not Hulu?
Netflix.
Sorry, you said you had a third one.
Yeah, and the other one is The Kingdom.
So the first one, first one is what?
The first one, I can't remember the name.
The second one is The Kingdom.
It's called The Throne, and then the other one is called Kingdom.
Okay, so like he's a very specific demographic here.
Yeah, I know, right? but The Kingdom, or Kingdom, is really good, bro. It's basically, all right. Can I read a little bit of this, please?
Man, bro, tell.
Just say this. The series is adapted from the webcomic series The Kingdom of the Gods, which is authored by Kim Eun-hee and drawn by Jung Hyun.
That doesn't mean anything to us, dog. What's it? Series of the Gods? What is that?
Yeah, it was a webcomic series.
What's it called?
The Kingdom of the Gods.
Can you read that?
But long story short, so the king, it starts with the king being deathly ill. And the son.
Hold on, man. You gotta start, bro. Is this on Netflix or Hulu?
This is on Netflix.
Okay, it's called The Kingdom.
I only fuck with Netflix, you guys.
Okay. It's called The Kingdom. All right.
Called The Kingdom. Okay. Every recommendation I have will be from Netflix. And I watched this whole series. They got a second season coming out pretty soon. Can't wait for it.
Second season?
Yeah. I mean, the first season ended perfect. Long story short, so the father's real sick. And they call on, like, some of the best medicines money can buy, right? And so it starts with this old man, who I'm assuming is the doctor, and his assistant. And they're going into the king's chambers, and the doctor tells the assistant, no matter what he does, don't look at the king. So they go in the room, they setting up everything. The boy's got the suit for the king, but he smells something at first. He got this look on his face like he smells something bad, right? And then you just hear this weird noise behind, because like in the king's chambers, you're not allowed to really see the king. You're not allowed to look at him while he's on his bed and all this stuff. And so it's like this little drape thing that covers it. But you can kind of see in if you're nosy enough. Right?
All right, so I'm so lost, dog. So basically, you gotta.
So long story short, all right, check it out. So the assistant, I know you're not, but the people are. So check it out. So with all of this, despite all the side talk and commentary, the assistant goes to give the king his soup and is grabbed and pulled underneath there, and all you hear him is screaming, and then they zoom out from the king's chambers to the outside of the building, and that's how it starts.
Okay.
So, basically, they brought the king back to life. Somehow, he had died.
Bro, you gotta start off with this type of shit, bro. You gotta tell the king's
dead.
Bro,
I don't want to tell nobody the plot.
Well, you just said it, but...
That's not even the beginning.
You gotta start from the beginning. You gotta start from the beginning and tell us the problem of the movie. Tell us the genre. You gotta tell us where it takes place. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give us the scene. You know what I'm saying? You can't just skip into the whole.
That's why I was reading it from this, and you were like, "Oh, well, just read it from your mind." And I'm like, this is why I got it in front of me.
All right. I gotta accept it, I guess.
All right, so
I gotta accept it.
It's set in Korea's medieval Joseon period.
Oh, so
it tells the story of the crown prince Yi Chang, who becomes embroiled in a coup political conspiracy and is forced to embark upon a mission to investigate the spread of a mysterious undead plague.
Wow, that was that
that's makes... why I was trying to read it.
No, for you started off with it starts off with this doctor. That's why I that doc to... that story had nothing to do with the movie. That is like that was an attention grabber. Yeah, but it was like the plot was nowhere in there, bro.
You just well, if you would just let me do my this, thing,
you're right.
Like I was trying to do.
You're right. He's right. Me and he's you know? Right. I'm fucking wrong.
You guys hear this? I hope you guys are hearing
this. I just wasted.
Could you imagine how many episodes we've had so far? And this has gone on. There's some episodes we didn't keep because of this.
Oh, my God. There's also some episodes we kept because he doesn't know how to tell a damn story.
I don't. I'm terrible at storytelling. I suck.
And I'm a horrible listener, dog.
But, no, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful story, man.
Wow, so this is Plague. And that king had the fucking plague, it sounds mm-hmm. like. All right.
And guess how... So... The doctor took the body of the assistant who the king infected by biting him. And he took it to his village and they were starving. And one of the villagers thought it was a good idea to take the body and cook it in a soup and feed everybody. Because they were waiting on the palace to bring food.
They were starving.
They were starving, so
they
bro.
Ate the infected nigga.
They ate the infected dude, human. Bro. They didn't even know they was eating him. The dude just cooked him in some soup, bro. And didn't tell nobody and fed people. Said he cooked, he hunted a deer, bro. That's what he told everybody. And they were eating human, bro. Like, in the scene, they're showing people eating bones, sucking on the marrow, bro. Like, going stupid on the body parts, bro. And then, like, less than 10 minutes of them eating that stuff, bro. They get infected. The whole village pass out, bro. It's on some deep shit, bro. I recommend you guys watch it from the beginning. That's first episode, bro. I watched it to the end.
Oh, that's a TV show.
Okay. Yeah.
I can do
but,
that.
But, bro, I'm telling you, the way it's set, it's like a movie.
Then that's our... Netflix Hulu recommendations for this week.
Yeah, that's the recommendations, you guys. I'm sorry I suck at telling stories.
Yeah, I'm sorry I made him go through a fucking loop and back for no reason. But I got another, I just got something that's been on my mind I've been thinking about. And our last podcast, we were buying a car. We bought a car.
Yeah, it is beautiful, you guys. Yeah. I will say, I'm not trying to gas this dude up. I mean, don't get me wrong, for the price that it was, beautiful. I mean, just... You know, I might go there and get me a car if I can. You know what I'm saying? It's, save up enough.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man. So look, bro. I've been noticing for the last few years. I don't know if you guys realize this, but Nissan is Infiniti, Toyota is Lexus and Scion. Honda is Acura.
Yeah.
Audi is Volkswagen.
Sounds about
and
right.
Every single car that is a quote-unquote luxury model that has that 3 times more price tag on it is the exact same car as the subsidiary cheaper model.
Did you know I saw a Toyota with Lexus rims?
Oh, yeah, because they fit. It's the same fucking car. Just threw them on there, bro. So really think about that. Just think about that before you're going to go buy your next car. Think about that. Really think about that. And then when you're going to go buy a cheaper...
But you got to remember, some of these people that might listen, they're just probably some... Got money kind of... You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, maybe. Well, if they got money, then donate to us.
It's the brand.
Yeah, it is the brand. And I get it because, look, I'm an Audi guy myself. I drive a Mazda right this second. Mazda 3. 2009 Mazda 3. But my dream car, but my project car is the one that I actually can afford. I'm getting... Had a TT, had an Audi TT, I lost it, 2001. So my next project car is going to be an Audi S4. And the thing is, if I'm so talking this all shit, why don't I get a Volkswagen Passat or, you know, something like that, if Audi is Volkswagen? Well, the reason why I'm saying because we should do your research is because it might be the same car, and you might be getting the same exact engine. But do your research because sometimes... You'll get in the same trim model, the same body, essentially the same body, but then the car will have, for example, the Audi A4 is the same exact body as the Audi S4, which is the same exact Audi as the body as the Volkswagen Passat or whatever it is from that year. So, but the Audi A4 has a 1.8 turbo engine, but the Audi S4 has a 2.7 twin turbo engine, but they look exactly the same. So, yo, do your fucking research. Figure that shit out. Figure out if it's better.
Well, you know, I like that you mentioned that. Not too many people are, you know, like I said, some people are, and I know you disagree with me on the iPhone Jordan thing. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that.
No.
But
let's get into that.
When it comes to cars, I don't want to get into that. Because it's not that important. The thing that gets me is it's like you said, the same body. Like you're paying for the same thing. All it is they switch the L for a T or the T. Yeah. Yeah. You know what did you say? Acura was who again? Honda.
Acura is Honda.
Yeah. So I mean, you know,
Acuras are looking a lot more nice and they are stronger, but quality wise, it's gonna be the same. It's gonna
last. Right, the same Hondas are. I mean, you know, when I looked up quality, Hondas are. I mean, they're up there. You know, people don't play with Hondas, but then again, teach his own. Some people got certain preferences. Some people want it because of the color. Some people want it because of the design.
Engine,
some
model, people want it because of the brand. Yeah. Some people just want the brand. Yeah, that's why, man, it's heart and soul. It's another reason why I want the Audi.
I just don't want Mercedes before I realized, you know.
It's a piece of shit.
Only because my dad had it. No. My dad had a Mercedes. I was like, I want a Mercedes too. Why not? Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Yeah, that's just a little fucking snippet.
Yeah, man. You know, we got, you know how we, you know, you guys should know by now how we do. This episode, we're going to throw it up today, like literally. Once we're done,
yeah.
Brother Rock came out here, spent some time with a brother. I truly appreciate that. You know, we don't do these podcasts every single day. I want you guys to understand that.
We have
lives outside of this. We have work outside of this. And
both have small children. He's got a year.
She'll be four next year.
Okay, and so she's 3 and a half at least. Yeah, I got five. My little boy's 6 month birthday is 3 days from now. He's 6 months.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it, man. Shit, you know, your first, especially your first kid. You know, some people get tired of hearing it after, like, the fourth or fifth kid. You know, like,
congratulations, right.
You know, another one, whatever.
Dude.
Hope I live to see him. You know, grow up.
Yeah. One more thing, guys. Speaking of parenting and shit, man, I got a question for y'all. If y'all know any, I don't need it now, but I'm gonna need it in the future. Any good recommendations for some retirement homes? I'm not talking about for myself. I'm not talking about for anybody I love. I just want to know that. I want to. If you guys watch that TBS show, The Cool Kids, I want some shit like that, man. You know what I mean? I want just. So if I'm sending somebody there, I don't feel bad about it. The only thing I feel bad about is people going to retirement homes because they fucking can't even lift up their neck or a pinky to wipe their own ass. If they're wheelchair bound and you can talk, but if you fucking can't talk, can't speak, and you're just fucking. I mean, shit. You expect.
Are you talking about euthanasia?
No. I'm just saying. Again, you're surprised if somebody decides to send you to a damn thing. You're not even providing fucking spiritual or vocal support.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thing is, honestly, I've always had this strong belief. Now everybody might not agree with it, but I feel like if I have to breathe through a tube or if I need any kind of assistance living, like literally, I mean, I'm talking iron lungs, tube work, or. You know, I got to walk around with them long metal machines that you see them old folks walking around with. I'm like, pull the plug. Let me just go off the way I'm meant to go off. You know what I'm saying? I feel like my time has come. Not everybody feels like that. Some people want to soak up as much time as they can. I'm like, hey, you know, if I live that long to be that old to where I'm that decrepit,
right.
I can't breathe on my own, I feel like I just need
to die.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's my time, you know? I feel like it's my time. I'm kind of, like, wasting people's resources and time and value.
You just sit here and watch after you.
I mean, you know.
What are you producing? What are you producing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, and I'm talking He's about here. When I can't remember nothing.
He's alive.
Yeah.
He's
still
breathing.
He's here. We love him. At least he's here. And then it's like, they're gone.
For
and
what?
I've slept through the whole visit period. Like,
and their whole life.
You shit on myself. Yeah, like, I can't do it. I don't want to shit on myself. Piss on, like, went through it as a child. I'm clear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all, you know, wore diapers at one point in time.
Yo, so Google this for me while you're on your damn little laptop, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Does Disney own a fucking sports team or am I tripping? Because isn't the Mighty Ducks named after the Disney movie? So what the fuck is up with that?
Wait, say it again.
The Mighty Ducks NHL team. Aren't they? Are they owned by Disney? Because they're named after the movie. The movie came first, and then the team came second.
Is there a real Abraham Ducks? Is this a real team?
Yes, Anaheim.
Anaheim. Sorry, my bad.
I said Abraham.
Abraham.
I think they're making butter and shit.
Yeah, man. They're a legitimate team.
No, so were they made after the movie, or the movie came first?
Mighty Ducks.
What are these notes for?
Origins. Yeah, these are just some notes I took on a couple other things. This is some slight work. Nothing major. Just in case I want to throw a little fun factoid out there.
All right, well, I'm running out of notes here, so I'm going to need you to take it over.
All right, well, let's sit on this. Retired basketball sensation Michael Jordan makes more money from Nike each year than all the Nike factory workers in Malaysia combined. Sit on that. I mean, they did say the workers. I mean, how much are they really making in Malaysia?
Yeah, no, it's like California.
That's kind of fucked up that they wouldn't put that on 200 fun facts.
You're on 200funfacts.com.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. Let's see the team history.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when were they created? And when did that movie come out?
This is it. I ain't gonna front. I like the symbol for the Mighty Ducks.
No, that symbol's clean.
Clean as fuck. So, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim were founded in 1993 by the Walt Disney Company. The franchise was awarded by the NHL on December 1992, along with the rights to a Miami team that would become the Florida Panthers. An interest fee of $50 million was required, half of which Disney would pay directly to the Los Angeles Kings in order to share Southern California.
Wow. Disney is getting
Disney's
regional.
Got bank, bro.
So Disney owns the Florida Panthers, my nigga?
I believe so.
And they came out, so it's like some type of fucking joint contract with the damn...
The Kings, the Los Angeles, for
and
some
the
reason.
The Ducks, bro.
On March 1st, 1993...
Now, the Ducks share this space with the Kings, it sounds. I don't fucking know.
At the
Sacramento Kings.
At the brand new Anaheim Arena, located a short distance east of Disneyland and across the Orange Freeway from Angel Stadium, the team got its name. Inspired by the 1992 Disney movie, The Mighty Ducks, based on a group of misfit kids who turned their losing youth hockey team into a winning team.
Can you fucking believe that?
Huh. The president Disney president Michael Eisner has already said on the December press conference that the film's success served as our market research. As a result of the baptism, the arena was named The Pond, and Disney subsequently made an animated series called Mighty Ducks, featuring a fictional Mighty Ducks of Anaheim team that consisted of anthropomorphized
That shit is
anthropomorphized ducks led by the Mighty Duck Wild Wing. I used to actually have an action figure of Wild Wing. He was a savage, from what I remember. But anyways, you guys, isn't that strange? I mean, Disney has a bank. They also bought out the Lucasfilms. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, and
Marvel.
And actually, I think we talked about that on one of our podcasts. I remember them buying Marvel. But I was a little disappointed because they said that last Star Wars movie, which they threw a whole lot of money into it. They brought the original Luke Skywalker back to end the film. And the critics hit it so hard, bro.
They said it was bad?
They said it was terrible. Probably one of the worst Star Wars movies ever made. Let's look it up.
Yeah, look that Rotten Tomatoes up right there. I'm going to take a seat on the damn floor.
You know, actually, I read in Japanese culture that they say sitting on the floor is good for your heart while you eat. That's why you see that they're in their kitchens. You ever seen their tables and stuff?
Yeah.
And they sit on their knees, or sometimes they sit on, just sit on the floor. I think I might have to start doing that, you guys.
Yeah, straight up. Mm-hmm. Unless you got no backs upon those damn stools. This is a small hunched over. I've been driving that damn car all day.
It wasn't The Rise of Skywalker. I don't think it was that one. Was it The Last Jedi? I don't think so.
Solo. My name is called Solo.
Yeah, Han Solo, you guys. I mean...
The name of the movie is called Solo. The latest one, I believe? Is called
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking up the name of this damn
Sorry, you guys. I'm over here, guys. You know, really into it, trying to find out what the name of this.
Well, dude, just type in Star Wars 2018, no?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Super slow.
They forever, bro. It will ride to
well, you know, they... I mean, damn. It's Lucasfilms.
.com or some shit?
Oh, it's because he uses Bing, guys.
Sorry.
He uses Bing.
No, Solo, a Star Wars story. That's so fucking weak.
You don't know the name of the movie you're talking about.
It was the one with Luke Skywalker, the last Luke Skywalker.
Cause it's only a couple movies, like just Google Star Wars movies that Disney made. Like if you were on Google, you would have been found it.
Revenge, Force Awakens, The Rise, no, The Last Jedi, no, was it The Last Jedi? No, Rogue One, Solo. Damn it! All right, you guys. I don't.
Honestly, like fucking Yahoo or something. He's never gonna find it. The Last
Jedi. 2017, I think it was The Last Jedi.
That's it. All right, look up look up Last Jedi Rotten Tomatoes. Give us a review on it.
All right.
You know it's a good idea.
All right, you guys. Sorry about that. Last Jedi Rotten Tomatoes.
I guess at Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, yeah. Was 72%.
93% fresh rating with a 56% user score.
That's hella good, bro.
The numbers do look fishy, especially when you take the cinema score rating into consideration.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Yeah. Sorry, you guys. We're kind of just twiddling. Did you want to go take a break real quick, brother?
We're going to smoke in a second, guys. And, yeah, I don't know what movie he's talking about.
I'm sorry. I really ought to do more research when it comes to these kind of things, especially when I'm just running my yap. But
well, actually, we might as well finish off this episode, bro. Give me some notes that you got.
Let's see. This is a couple notes on your brother, Doratio.
No, this is for next episode, bro. What are you talking about?
I know. I said these first notes. I got to calm down. Damn. Put your bra back on.
You didn't even have to pronounce the guy's name. We're interviewing tomorrow.
All right.
Like you said, Horatio. You call everybody Horatio. You don't know, bro. He called that nigga off of Hunter Hunter Horatio. His name's Hisuka. Or interview a guy named Doratio. He called him Doratio. I guess that's more.
Well, I guess one fun fact. This is from my. This is just something I happened to write down. It was a quick note. I said there is no state law that says you must disclose murder on the property except in California. Dang. Oh, yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard about that shit. Like, somebody dies on the thing, you don't have to tell them.
There's actually one thing in California, apparently with AIDS, you cannot disclose an AIDS death. So if somebody dies on the property of AIDS, I mean, you're not allowed to know about it. Ain't that something?
I feel like I would
want to know.
Why? That's nothing to do with anybody living in the house. It'd be nice, yeah, to know, but I mean, it makes sense, bro. Because niggas gonna die in houses all the time. Now, no one's gonna live in a dead person's house. Oh, somebody died in here. I'm not gonna never
know.
I'm
just saying, if the person had AIDS, I'd at least wanna know.
Bro, you sound like we're living in the 1980s, dude. What do you mean? Excuse my language. What are you talking about? Okay, I get the dead thing. No. Don't read. What do you think? Have this conversation with me, bro. Have this conversation with me, please. Why does it matter if a person has AIDS? And they died of AIDS. Are you going to contract AIDS through the house?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What if?
You should know that. You cannot contract AIDS.
How do you know?
Through living in somebody's house.
How do you know?
I fucking know.
How do you know?
This is just so ignorant. I'm just like getting so worked up. This is just so ignorant. Yo, you're going to get some people writing into you just sounding like, yo, you just...
You sound like such a dick, bro.
No, not a dick.
My great-grandmother had AIDS and, you know...
No, not a dick. Like, you have no idea what you're talking about. That's what you sound
and
like.
And my great-grandmother had AIDS, man. Like, that's so messed up that you
didn't... No. It has nothing to do. We could talk about AIDS, but it's...
Easy, he had AIDS, bro. Like, are you saying
it's the fact
AIDS
that you think you can get it,
bro,
from living in somebody's house. Not even, like, being a co... Not even, like, being a roommate. He's not talking about being a roommate. He's talking about somebody in the past died of AIDS in a house. They should tell you guys. I mean, yeah, they should tell you that he died, but why specifically AIDS?
Yeah, have you ever used the term in a jiffy?
But why AIDS?
Did you know a jiffy is an actual unit of time?
Oh my God.
Check this out, you guys. A jiffy is an actual unit of time. It is 1/100th of a second.
200facts.com.
Yes, I did type that in.
200facts.com, guys.
San Francisco cable cars are the only national monuments that can move. Bam! These are some fun facts for you guys. I hope you're listening.
Nah, if not, give us,
let it go.
Shoot some more. Shoot some more.
Lightning strikes the earth 100 times every second.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, this is just a strange fact.
How many birds can fly backwards? I read that book. I don't know if you ever read that.
They say it's physically impossible for you to lick your elbow.
This nigga's really trying.
Like, I'm trying. I tried to lick my elbow, and it is physically impossible. Unless you're like, what is it? What is it? Double jointed. There we go. They say it takes approximately 12 hours for food to entirely digest. Now, I wonder what food that is. They say women blink nearly twice as often as men. Now, that's an odd fact. I'm not going to really... well, all right, you guys. I think we're going to leave the podcast at that.
No, we can't leave that
dry. I'm sorry.
Say some more facts. Just spit them. Shoot them out, bro.
Spit them. Let's see. The longest bout of hiccups lasted nearly 69 years. Get out of town. Right. I think this is...
That means that somebody lived with a whole life with hiccups. Fuck. 60, the last 69, yeah, right. That's how old was he? Did he live to be 100 or something?
Why you gotta be so cold?
Because I didn't just say, I don't know. They just said he had hiccups.
He said 69 years. Yeah, his whole life he was just, you know.
Yeah, that's a problem with his diaphragm, the way he was built. It wasn't just a random guy that got hiccups for 69 years. Like, he had a medical condition.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, something was wrong.
Like his shit wasn't big enough or something.
I don't know. Let's see.
One more. Shoot it.
One more. I'm gonna try to find a good one though. Let's see. I just don't know if I even want to say some of these. All right, you guys. It's called factsd.com/funnyfacts.
Oh my god.
They said there's a volcano in Indonesia that spews blue lava. I gotta look this up.
Blue lava.
Blue. Indonesia. Yeah. Indonesian volcano erupts electric blue lava. An Indonesian volcano has erupted what appears to be electric blue lava flows, as photographed by Ruben Wu. This bright blue coloration is a result of nothing more than a tweak of chemistry, you guys. Beautiful.
No. What does that mean? That's not an explanation. Because he's on Bing, that's why he doesn't give a full answer.
Well, you know, Bing is better than Google, okay?
Nah, it's not.
You only say that because you're like iPhones with
Jordan. No, does that go to Bing or your Samsung go to Bing when you go to the home screen? No, when you go to the Internet Explorer, it goes to Google.
Yeah, because Google apparently is, I mean, you know, I don't know. Google's been around for a long time, all right?
Google's
yeah.
The best.
Back Bing's, off my back.
Bing is ass. So we're not getting the answers to anything. I mean, it'd be different if we're just here by ourselves, but you're trying to get facts with people?
I mean, these are fun facts.
I looked it up
outside of the 100 fun facts, and it turned out to be an actual Indonesian volcano that spews blue.
All right. We don't know why it does it. Just does it. Bing doesn't know why. But all right, guys. This is another episode. And me being a dick, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it's like that time of the month or something, you guys. I don't know why he's been acting like that.
I guess Tony's then I explain things. He's talk about shit. He won't give you a reason or nothing. He'll just tell you a fact and just leave it at that.
I mean, does there have to be a reason? This is a fact.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, like, okay, well, it's not like I'm asking why the... All right, you know what? Okay.
Well, you know, I understand where you're coming from, because sometimes some of these facts do seem a little out
there. Yeah,
like
I don't know. Okay,
women blink just, more than
men. Yeah,
Specifically
the blue lava. I mean, this shit, and the fact should be saying something like, well, it's the rocks that are coming out. Is it the heat?
Oh, you're talking about the way the chemistry...
Yeah,
let's see.
You were left to be in a chemical tweak.
Let's see. Volcanoes come in a variety of destructive flavors. Who the hell
wrote that shit?
Both on Earth and on other planetary bodies in our solar system. Shield volcanoes like Kalua effusively erupt lava fairly slow over long periods of time. tall mountainous stratovolcanoes like Mount Fuji remained silent for many hundreds of years before unleashing their cataclysmic fury on the world. Volcanoes on Io, one of Jupiter's innermost moons, produce spectacular eruption columns that reach heights of 500 kilometers, 310 miles, that are literally out of this world. All right, but it doesn't explain the chemical...
This is bullshit. I just want to end the episode, to be honest, because I'm not going to find it. So, yeah. He's still looking for it.
All right, so lava lets out a vast amount of thermal energy.
It's just going to tell us, imagine, oh my God.
Enough, in fact, to cook a steak over several times. What? This emission of thermal radiation gives lava its red hue. In this case, however, the lava is actually burning something else.
Here we go.
Pockets of sulfur, which spew out of the volcanic crevices along with the molten...
He could have fucking... That guy's a horrible writer, dude.
Yeah.
I hate when they try to give you fun facts about the thing and try to tell you all this shit. It's like... You give you four paragraphs when they give it to the damn answer. Fuck.
Yeah, who wrote this?
An asshole.
I think Ruben Wu wrote this.
Fuck that guy.
Well, all right. Oh, that's, no, this is by Robin Andrews. Right, sorry,
fuck
guys.
Ruben Wu. Fuck Robin 14 Andrews.
14 October 2015, 12:59.
That is the end of the... 1959?
2015, 12:59 a.m.
That's the podcast, finally, guys.
All right, you guys. Peace. Sorry about that. We definitely are going to work on some more better material. Not to say that this material wasn't good. I'm just saying...
No, we're going
to
work on getting Google, because Bing ain't cutting it. That's what we're going
to work on. All right, you guys. This is Jackson the Sherrod signing out.
Peace out.
Peace. Bro.
To turn left onto Old Auburn Road.
Window. All right, you guys. This is Jackson and Tone for another episode of the web show.
Hey, man. He's always putting it on his face. Like, there's not two of us on. There we go.
My bad. Sorry.
So, you got directions. You might be able to hear him. Because we're, this is a car.
Use the left two lanes to turn left onto Old Auburn Road.
This is a car episode. Sorry for the fucking horrible quality. Sorry if you got this dumb chick yelling in your ear, giving you directions.
Yeah, for that, I do apologize. I didn't think it would record this and also play.
I don't know. You guys might not even be able to hear it. Because I know when I'm on the phone and, like, I'm on speakerphone, they can't hear the person they giving me
on
directions.
On the Google Maps?
Yeah.
That's weird, ain't it?
Yeah. How do they do that?
Like, hey, that's the donation center, too, by the way. But yeah, no, I don't know how that works, but let's hope that this doesn't affect the quality of this recording.
Reason we're in the car right now, because we're headed to go get the materials we need to have a full-blown podcast. We're trying to get us a table and some seats.
Yes.
A table, and that's all we need, guys. Yes. Table. Let's look up a box of tables. We don't even have that to be recorded on right now. So
but it's all gravy.
Do we decide to record right now? Because literally, I just want to ask a question. Just quick, fast to all you drivers out there. Pretty sure I'm like, what, like? I don't know how many percentage of adults have driver's license, but enough of you guys should drive. Enough of you guys should know what the hell I'm talking about. So when you're pulling out, just a quick question. Tell me how you guys do this. What procedures you take? Tony, please tap in and tell me your opinion about this too, please.
I'm a little, you know, since I've just started driving, I'll be honest. You know, I take my time because I'm not as I'm not as skilled as you are when it comes to the whip.
Basically, what we're talking about right now, basically what the problem is when you're pulling out.
In a quarter mile, turn left.
When you're pulling out of a parking lot or a driveway onto a traffic with two lanes, why do people fucking have to wait? Why do fucking people wait for all the cars to go past when and there's no cars even in that lane? They wait for all the cars in all the lanes to go past. You can
turn left lane
without crossing over lanes and not have to wait a whole 30 to 45 seconds.
God,
just for every
damn
single car to pass. I don't get that.
I'm sorry, big bro. I don't mean to cut you off. They got a Costco next to us.
In 1,000 feet, bro. Turn left.
You want to go into Costco? I know how to get into Costco.
You want some Costco pizza, bro?
No, we can get no shot. We can go kick it in Costco. We're going to be in Costco.
Yeah.
We're going to stop this podcast right now. We're going to continue right now.
You guys.
Think about that, but please think about that.
Yeah, think about that when you're irritating. Getting on the two-way. What did you say? Two-way street.
Am I explaining this enough?
No, you're doing great. But you said when you get on a two-way, people hesitate basically to turn in their lane. Say there's nobody in the lane you're turning into, but there's somebody in the lane next to it.
Right.
People hesitate. Right. That is
turn left. Then your destination will be on the right.
If you know how to fucking drive like a regular normal human.
Watch out for that asshole.
If you can drive like a regular normal human, you won't cross lanes. And you won't have to wait like a whole extra 11. Everybody behind you waiting. We're at the whitest piece of fucking Walmart I think I've ever been to.
Yeah, you guys should see this.
It's like every level, every tier of white person I'm just like looking at right now.
Your destination is on the right.
Man, poor white people, rich white people.
Age isn't a problem.
No, it is not. Some of these white people big, some are bigger. Oh,
some are small as a baby, some babies.
Yeah, I can't stand when females wear shorts like that. And no ass. I'm sorry. You ain't got no ass.
We're not gonna criticize.
I'm about to criticize. Right, look, you need a fat ass.
Oh my god. Now this bitch doesn't know how to fucking walk. Ooh, I'm talking a little too loud. I think she might have hurt me. Call her a bitch. Oh, well, all right, we gotta press pause on the podcast.
All right, you guys, we'll be back.
We can't park here because
some jackass decided to leave.
There's eight fucking shopping carts in that parking spot.
This is the lock cop too. Watch out.
Oh my gosh. All right, guys. All
right, you guys, signing up.